Hello.
Hello, my name is Randy, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I assist you today?
Well, I got tired or whatever this morning. They said they was making some changes, and they let me go. I've been with them 10 years.
Okay. So,
is there any way, you know, is there any way I can draw unemployment?
Well, I mean, you always open a claim. I mean, you know, I don't have anything to do with processing. But first of all, if you're on a speakerphone, you got to come off of that because I can't understand you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what about now?
That's much, much better.
Yeah, okay.
Now, yeah, you can open a claim anytime. Just, you know, it has to go through processing. But I will tell you this. You just got let go when?
This morning.
Okay, so they're going to owe you another check, right?
Yes, sir. I'm supposed to get one for last week.
Right. You'll get that Friday, right?
Well, it's on the 15th, so it should be that when the 15th is, a direct deposit on the 15th and the 30th.
Right. Well, here's the thing. You're going to have to claim that check, okay? If you open a claim up today, you'll have to claim that paycheck, which means it'll be more than what the benefit amount was going to be, I'm sure. So if that's the case, you would have to call back the following week and reopen your claim. So what I would do is call back Monday.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. This is a little bit too early because, you know, I had to, you know, I just got a lot of work last week.
Right.
And I know you got to, it's a process you got to go through, I know.
Right, but now, you know, I would call back next week and definitely open one up. And, you know, we'll be more than happy to help you do it.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you. Now, I'm 70 years old. Does that got anything to do with it?
No.
Okay.
I'm not far behind you.
I'm
65, you know. I mean, I'm not. Yeah. I'm right there, buddy.
But, yeah, I was working with these folks and for like 10 years, you know, about like 30 hours a week.
Right.
And, you know, they was working me to death and, they never would give me no help and all this, but anyway, wound up, they let me go this morning, you know, and they wouldn't tell me no reason. They just said they were making some changes.
Well,
and, but that's fine with me because they was killing me.
Well, I was going to say that's probably better for you.
Yeah, it really is. Cause they would not give me any help. I had to paint apartments, work on air conditioners, plumbing, you name it, electrical, everything.
So you were doing maintenance somewhere?
Yes, sir. I was a maintenance man.
All right. Well, what's going to happen, and if you were in, I mean, if you were a good one, too, I mean, I don't know because I never lived in any of the places that you worked on, but if you were a good one, they'll come to realize they bit themselves in the foot.
Oh, yeah. I know the guy. I've been knowing him for years, 20, 30 years. He just, I don't know what, he's just like it. He just comes up and fires people. We worked with another company together, and he was just a butthole firing everybody. But anyway, it's just, and he's probably going to try not to let me have it. But there's no way he can turn me down, is it?
Well, yeah, but the thing is, because they're going to contact him. When you open your claim with us, they're going to contact him, and I'm going to tell you, or whoever opens your claim, when we read you the instructions, they're going to tell you that they're going to be in contact with your employer, and then if we need to call you back for more of an interview, we're going to. But just because he says no doesn't mean it'll be turned down. He's got an opportunity to do that, but it doesn't always mean that they get their way.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you're with somebody 10 years, surely you could draw unemployment.
Right. Well.
But, you know, and I was there every day, and.
And you say he didn't give you any reason? He just.
He said they was making some changes, and actually, you know, they need to make a lot of changes.
Right.
But, you know, they just, they lost a good maintenance man, because I knew that place like the back of my hand.
Sure.
And I don't know what happened, why he done it, but I was looking for a way out anyway.
Right.
Because, like I said, man,
they
got to kill back and everything, so.
Yeah, but you got the best way out, because if you'd have quit, it would have been harder to get, you know.
Oh, yeah. But I'll just wait till next week, Monday or Tuesday, and open up a claim.
Sure.
I mean, would that be the best thing?
Well, yeah, because that way you won't have to,
It won't show up the other
income, you know.
Okay.
That way you don't have to reopen it, you know, because anytime that the payment is less than the check you're going to get, you automatically have to reopen the claim, and just makes it easier on you to do it once.
Right. You know, they, like I said, they pay the 15th and the 30th. So.
Right.
I'll just wait till Monday or Tuesday next week whenever I can and call y'all back, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, man, I sure appreciate the information. I figured it was something like, you know, it was a little waiting period there.
Right. Yes, sir. Well, it's just, you know, easier on you that way.
Yeah. But I just hope he don't give me no hassle, you know, on trying to draw it, because I earned that little bit of money.
I'm sure you did.
And but he's sneaky, you know. I don't know what he's got up his sleeve.
Right.
You have to watch him, you know. But
oh, yeah.
I didn't steal nothing, and, you know, I just don't know. There was some problems with some air conditioners that another company came in and worked on, and they called me asking about, you know, why did they work on them. I said, I didn't give them permission to work on them.
All right.
And, you know, I'm figuring it's something like that.
Well.
But, you know, but I didn't give them permission, and,
right.
You know, we'll just have to wait and see what happens, I guess.
Yes, sir.
And, well, sir, I appreciate it, and I'll be back in touch with y'all.
Well, all right, sir, and I want to thank you for calling the unemployment claims line. You have a very nice day today, sir.
Okay, you too, man. Have a good one.
Thank you, sir. Bye now.
Bye-bye.